Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mark Davidson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Al Woods. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Billy Bean. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alvaro Espinosa. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave Cochran. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson strikes out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Nichols chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Nichols. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Bush reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Williams steals second. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Salas and he is out, Gaetti applying the tag. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean strikes out. There goes Gaetti. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a pop-up towards third. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nichols. Espinoza reaches second base with a double. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0 for 1 in the game. Davidson is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guillen moves to third. Karkovice moves to second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Karkovice scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gaetti for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Salas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-1 in the game. Bean is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Espinoza is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cangalosi bunts in front of the plate. Salas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Karkoviche moves to second. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-for-2 in the game. Davidson hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cochran settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cochran. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Lee Jackson now pitching. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Carcoviche is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0 for 2 in the game. Bean hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 2 in the game. Salas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Alvaro Espinoza. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. One out. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0 for 3 in the game. Davidson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salas moves to second. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salas scores. Davidson moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Smalley now playing shortstop. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Salas and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-3 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 3, White Sox, 3. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-3 in the game. Woods hits a line drive towards the mound. Thigpen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bean hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Bean reaches second base with a double. Ray Searage now pitching. Tom Brunansky pinch hits for Mark Salas. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is walked intentionally. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Kirby Puckett pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to second for the out. Bean moves to third. Two outs. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davidson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Portugal now pitching. Jeff Reed now catching. Greg Gagne now playing shortstop. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boston moves to second. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Dave Cochran. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassey for the out. Boston moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boston scores. Hewlett moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.